The gubernatorial primaries are here. In just a week, voters will be headed to the polls to pick who will be on the ballot this November. This week, Lake Effect and WUWM News are profiling the political contenders vying for your vote.
WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with each of the candidates and asked them this question. If voters were able to speak with you, what's the key message that you'd like to leave them with?
We turn now to our interview with candidate Matt Flynn, an attorney and former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Flynn says if he's elected, he'll file a lawsuit to end the state's contract with Foxconn, the Taiwanese electronic giant, which is currently building a new plant in Mount Pleasant.
Marty Michelson spoke with Flynn while he was having coffee at Grand Avenue Mall in downtown Milwaukee. She began by asking him why he's running for governor.
I'm running for governor because, very simply, I don't want our democracy destroyed. Donald Trump in Washington has betrayed us to the Russians for blackmail and bribery. He's essentially a slave to Vladimir Putin. And he's divided our country, wrecked our European and Asian alliances, and he's a clear and present danger to the United States. I think he's committed treason and should be removed from office. And in Madison, Scott Walker has betrayed us to his donors. They're a Republican elite of billionaire out-of-state donors who have poisoned our water, corrupted our government, and are destroying the University of Wisconsin, destroying public education, and I want to put a stop to it.
What are the top three issues facing Wisconsinites, and how do you plan to address them?
Well, there are a number of issues. The thing that I have concentrated on the most that I think is of most immediate importance is stopping Foxconn. Foxconn is a crooked deal. With a Chinese company, $4.5 billion we're paying them, taxpayer money to basically pollute Lake Michigan and fill in wetlands, take people's homes away from them under eminent domain, even when they don't want to sell. And it's a crooked deal. I will do everything I can to stop it. I'm the only Democrat who has set out how I am going to start litigation the day I get in office, even though they ran down to stick a shovel in the ground and make it look like they were starting to do some work. I will stop it. The rest all say that it's a terrible thing, but can't be stopped, but it must be stopped. As far as the issues are concerned, the top issue is wages. This state right now, the median wage adjusted for inflation is lower today than it was 10 years ago because Scott Walker's donors, the Koch brothers and others, basically had him put a wet blanket on wages, freeze them, by busting unions, passing Act 10, passing right to work, getting rid of prevailing wage, and freezing the minimum wage. I would undo all of that. I would repeal Act 10 and right to work, put back the prevailing wage, raise the minimum wage. We got to get wages up in this state. And we have to have very decent paying jobs in this state. Right now, there's low unemployment, but that's because a lot of people are working part-time. They're working for minimum wage or low wages, or they've given up looking for work. So I'm going to change all of that. The second issue is education. I'll fully fund the UW system. I will restore statutory tenure. I'll reconfirm the mission statement, and I will restore our system to the greatness it should have. And then on K-12, I'm going to put in a system called Pre-K-14. Spend more money for pre-K because a lot of studies show that early intervention is essential for the development and education of a child. And I'm also going to provide for free tuition for the first 2 years of an in-state technical school, two-year college, or the first 2 years of any in-state public university for in-state students. And that will give an incentive to high school students to go on to school and get the education they need. The third thing I will talk about is the environment. They've poisoned our water. Scott Walker and his donors have made us a water colony for corporate polluters and out-of-state polluters. I'm going to stop that. I'm going to restore an independent DNR with an independent chair. I'm going to stop this business of letting industry write the permits. I'm going to have our scientists write the permits. I'm going to stop the deep drill willing, the fracking on mining. I'm going to restore Prove It First so that they have to show that it can be done safely. I'm going to stop the pollution of the Menominee River by the Back 40 mine. I will join the Menominee Indians in opposing that. And I will get rid of Foxconn so that we don't pollute Lake Michigan. They're going to take 7 million gallons a day and restore it in polluted form. I'm not going to permit that.
How do you differentiate yourself from the other candidates?
Well, a number of ways. First of all, I'm the only veteran in this race, in the primary, or in the general for that matter, against Walker. I'm a Navy veteran. Some of the independents are veterans, but they're not campaigning very hard. But in the Democratic primary and on the Republican side, I'm the only veteran. So I've gotten very good response from veterans around the state, and I think I can speak to them in a way that the others can't. And being a veteran taught me a lot. So that is something I'm proud of, but it's also something that's helped me.
In what areas do you think you're vulnerable?
Well, the usual response to that question, you know, I was on the recruiting committee at my firm, is that you ask a applicant, what are your bad points and your vulnerabilities? And they say, I work too hard. I really shouldn't work that hard. So that'll be my response. The truth of the matter is, we're running against thugs. We're running against the party of Putin. The Trump-Walker axis is destroying the country. Putin controls Trump. Trump controls Walker. They will do anything, say anything, spend anything to destroy. So I have no vulnerabilities in an abstract sense, but will they make things up against anyone? Of course, but it takes somebody with the demeanor, ability, and experience when you're fighting against thugs and liars to make that clear to people and win.
Matt Flynn is an attorney, the former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and one of the candidates vying to be the Democratic candidate for governor. Flynn spoke with Marty Michelson.
We'll continue our look at the Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls the rest of this week. To see a full profile of each of the candidates, you can head to WUWM.com.